Well, right now we're focused on flash flooding.
David Marsted is Deputy Associate Administrator for Insurance and Mitigation with the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
It's something that is more unexpected, as folks found out last year in Salt Lake City. There can be heavy rains that can lead to widespread damage, and so one of FEMA's top priorities is building a culture of preparedness and closing the insurance gap and making sure people have the protection they need when they need it.
More than 20% of flood insurance claims have been for properties in low to moderate risk flood zones. Marsted says it can take up to 30 days for a flood insurance policy to go into effect.
Well, where it can rain, it can flood. Homeowners and business owners are surprised that their properties are damaged in those low to moderate risk areas, but we have a number of claims in those areas, and so it's very important for them to be just as prepared. And I think they'll find out that most of the time that their homeowner policy or their renter's policy doesn't cover flood damage.
Forecasters are predicting more rain as we head into the weekend as a cold front is moving into the area. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.